Good morning, and thank you for joining us on this wonderful Sunday morning. A lot of people are far away from the Lord, but we're glad that God's eye is upon His people, and we want to stay true to Him. We hope you want to stay true to Him, even in these days of great temptation and the great falling away. Father, I just want to thank you. I praise you, Father. I thank you that by your mighty hand, you're keeping Brother Freedom here, that he might minister, Lord. I don't know of any place for many, many miles where I would be able to go to hear the wonderful anointed messages that I hear here. Thank you, Father. I give you praise. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I thank you for the mighty anointing today on Brother Freedom. I thank you, Lord, for a mighty anointing on our listener, because we all need your touch or we cannot receive. Oh, thank you for the mighty touch of the Holy Ghost. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you adoration. We give you thanksgiving today. And we just praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Reading today from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning in verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. And then turning to Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Chapter 6, verses 16 and following. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell with them, and walk with them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
Father in heaven, we just thank you this day. You make it a wonderful day. And what a privilege we have as being your sons, your daughters. What a privilege. I thought how privileged we are, Father, and we're privileged. Oh, Lord, we're not holier. You know what I'm talking about, Father, not that kind of, but we're privileged to be your children. We're not a super somebody in ourselves. We thank you what it is to be your child. And Father, I just praise you. I glorify that wonderful name. I thank you for all you've done. Even the air that we breathe, the sunshine we have, the rain, the whole, everything. Thank you. Father, I thank you for my friends. I thank you for the people I know. I thank you for pray for the whole world that they get where they know you too, Lord, because it's going to be a wonderful day when there's no more problems, there's no more heartaches, no more bloodshed, no more murders, no more homemongers and sorcerers and daughters and all those wicked things, no more jails, no more policemen, no more firemen, no more armies, no more navies, no more lawyers, and no more physicians. We have to go to the doctors to get our, Lord, all these things will be, we don't need them because we got you. Even this ocean, you said it's going to be no more. It's going to be a place of, even that 1,000 years is going to be a wonderful place. You're going to touch it with fire and it's going to be redeemed. It's going to be set free from the sin that stained this world. And the curse this world has been on, Lord, you're taking all that away. Oh, praise God, what a wonderful gathering it's going to be. Oh, Lord, in your mighty hands, oh, there's peace, there's joy. You are the giver of every good and perfect gift, and we praise you. We love you, O Father, this day. We thank you for your Son. Lord, we thank you that your Son said if he went away, he would send forth the Comforter. And, Father, we thank you that you sent forth the Comforter to us, and he abides with us. And, Father, we thank you for that. It's just a privilege to have in all these helps that you give us. You've given us a support mechanism that's beyond any earthly description that anybody can have. You give us the helps, what Jesus did upon that cross. He saved us, filled us, and exempted us from all of the troubles that we'd see if we didn't have Jesus. Oh, praise God. The 91st Psalms comes into view when we have to receive Jesus. We get full of the Holy Ghost. It makes a stamp in our life. Glory to God that you're the way, the truth, and life. And then we have that peace that passes all understanding, and Father, it's all because of you, of your great love that you have for your children. And I pray that you'll bless this service today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, everybody. I just feel so gratitude toward God for what he's done for us. We're really privileged. We're privileged children, and we should act like it's privileged. It's not. We shouldn't go around and thinking we know it all, because we don't know nothing. It's him. The Lord let me in some things that's so deep that maybe some people never can understand it. But God brought us into this world to be saved, because he wants to be our Father. And what does a father do? A father provides. Father brings forth shelter. He brings the groceries. He brings the food. He brings the heat. He takes whatever the children need. The father provides. No ill shall harm them, because the father's going to take care of any problem. Anything that's hurting his children, he's going to come in between the problem, and that's going to be taken care of. So we got such a wonderful, and he can do the uttermost, because he made everything. There's nothing here that he didn't make. It's all his. That's what gets me down to where I imagine me coming in front of this God of God, he is God of everything, and allowing me to even speak for him. What a wonderful, awesome, it's a privilege. It's nothing like the old revivals went on. No. God is God. He wants to be reverenced as God. We're the one that can reverence him. He gives us time to reverence him. See, so Satan didn't want that. He went the other way. And Satan has a lot of followers, and they're going the other way. They will not reverence God. They're talk, and a lot of Christians, when you swear, that's a slam toward God. Deep slam. When you curse someone, all these things are wicked. The way we live down here on earth is reflection to the one that loves us. Everything that we do is reflection onto him. See, we can you know where you come from by the way you act. If you do some people do good, it reflects to God. If you do something hateful, it reflects the enemy. I don't care if you're a Christian. If you go and cuss, it reflects to the enemy. This all reflects to where you come from. Because we're a neutral place. We get either God or the enemy. Now, these war against back and forth at times, but if we get older in the Lord, we should have a tendency to go toward the Lord. These shouldn't have these rough edges that we find ourselves. We got a lot of spots showing over here, uncovered with anger and lusts and all these characters. It's not becoming to a God's child, because God's children want to look like him. He is the absolute one that we pattern ourselves after. No, nobody. But God the Father, he is the pattern. Now, Jesus Christ is our brother. He's going to be our lover, because we is his bride. Now, the Holy Ghost, he is our keeper. He is like our nurse. He's our teacher, our nurse, or the one that's with us here in life. Yet, Jesus is there also, but it's a different way. The Holy Ghost lives within you. And when you live sloppy, and not a wolf God, he leaves you. And then when you try to develop the gifts with him gone, then you're taking, that's ugly, because you're lying. You're lying, and deep lie, because you're letting people think that you're full of the Spirit when you're lying about it. And it gives the Spirit a bad witness. You become off. So I would encourage you to out there today, if you claim to have the Holy Ghost, don't do nothing in yourself. This and all the things of God, we should not do it in self. When they got the preaching that they could do it in self, I don't know where it would come from. We should just get people saved in self. That part's all right. But from then on, it's God. There has to be, after we're saved, there has to be a learning time that takes place. And that's your whole lifetime. After you're saved. Now, before you're saved, you're on the off side of God. Your nature is not of God. It's the nature of the world, the God of the world, the principality of the air, that is the spirit of the Antichrist, the devil. And when God saved us by the blood of Jesus through what Jesus did upon the cross, then he made a way that we could escape our sins and take on the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sinful activity. See, people get this all mixed up. That means forever. Yes, it does at that time, but that's the time after you're saved. Then, God still covers you for quite a while, but you're going to get on your own. You're still an infant. You're a baby,
And he's our father. He's taking care of us. So he lets a baby get by with dirt in your pants. You have temper tantrums. You cry and you do a lot of things you do when you're a baby. But there's a growth pattern that takes place when you know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior. First, you eat His Word, you hide His Word in yourself. You're taking in that energy that comes from God, the energy of what the Word can do within you. You come alive in the Spirit. Then, when this takes place, and the mixing that takes place, when God takes in the Holy Spirit, it mixes in you, and it becomes power. It becomes a witness of God within you, not the Word only, but the Spirit only. It's the Word, the Spirit of God. You come alive. The churches have literally missed it. This is from heaven. It's God's Word. It's the glory of God. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Yes, he is. But it has a time of growing. It don't mean sitting on the back pew back there and some pastor up there without the anointing speaking, you're not getting nothing. You're being fed, it's not wicked, but it's not getting no nourishment of it. Man cannot feed man. God feeds us. We can get man to man, but that's as far as our, and if God calls you, He anoints you, yes, you can be the pastor. But it has to be God called him and an anointing. It's still, pastor has to have a responsibility all the time to be prayed up to where the anointing takes over and he moves out through by the Spirit of God. Very, very easy. The perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry, that the man of God might be furnished in all good and perfect gifts. It's God that does it. But it's coming in this realm that you don't never knew your life before. You come into a realm that lifts you up in heavenly places. It talks about it in Ephesians, coming in heavenly places. It does not take place until you're born and start letting your growth take place. Like the sower went out and sowed. Pretty soon that they come back with different gifts. They grew, multiplied. That's the same way spiritual life is. We grow in God, but He's our Father. He cares for us. If He takes us out at that early day, you're ready to go. If you go another couple years, you're ready to go. If you go a lifetime, you're still ready. You don't have to go to no nut house down the road, or you don't have to do a lot of things that takes place because you don't have to go on these ship trips and these airplane rides that take away your first love. Whatever you do can be led by God. He is your provider. He is your leader. He's going to lead you and show you all things. God's just supernaturally wonderful. He's glorious. I hope He lets my wings start growing pretty soon because I want to get some of the kamashima kamasana. He's clipped my wings for people that don't know Him. I feel like they feel. Well, I'll tell you, I feel bad. God's good. I make about 6 days a week and down the bottom. But the enemy can't have me. I rebuke him a lot of times. He comes down and plays with me, but I don't like his playing. God's real. God is forever real. He'll meet everything that you want. All these prayer requests that come in for healing, get right with God and I believe He'll heal you. I really do. Because He's your Father. He wants to touch you. But He's more concerned about your soul than He is about yourself. So God wants to get your soul saved. And then when it's saved, praise God. Don't mean to make any difference. But God will automatically heal you. But we're trying to do this. We're trying to get the cart before the horse and don't work. That just don't work. And that's what we do. Our whole salvation is plumbed to not following God. It's plumbed all listen to man. And man cannot deliver us from the powers of darkness. This is daily, too. You can put up a name, but a name won't save you. It says we're saved by grace, not of works. See, the church is all out there for our works. Oh, you got to get a revival. The revival's good if God leads it. But if you have it, it's just your revival. Sometimes God has come in the revival, seen the earnestness of people, and He did bring a revival. But it's not always the way. He doesn't have to, and a lot of times He doesn't. Everybody goes home dry as they started. When God's there, it works because He's your Father. He's going to provide for you if there's nobody else around you. He'll keep you through the darkest night, all the storms going and everything, because you're His child. He's going to protect you. He's going to protect you when you go down the highway. He has me a lot of times. Lots and lots of times. I can't explain how many times. I've almost drowned. Save me then. In Korea. She never got back. But he is God. I just want to get to you out there. He is God. Brother Freedom can't tell you nothing, only that I can tell you how to get to him. That's all. And that's all pastors supposed to do. Because they get to God, and God's the answer. He'll save you, fill you, thrill you, and excite you. And I believe probably if the Bible school was under the Holy Ghost, he could teach you. But if man's connected to it, it goes man off after a while. I just read it a minute ago about the words that when we stay away, our eyes and our mind gets blinded, and we don't want to look up. We just look down. And we want to pattern ourselves after old ways. Oh, we love our old ways. You know, if God moved in 1948, then we should work that same way now. Well, he can, but we're going to have to look ahead. God is the answer for all of it. You don't eat all your cords you had in 1948. You don't wear shoes that were given in 1948 because they'd be rotten. You don't have clothes of 1948 because they'd fall apart. See, that's what we do. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. But everything that we live in this world is on, it changes rapidly. You have a new car, a couple years, sometimes have a couple weeks, and gets bent up and bumped around, and it don't even look like a new car. That's the way life is. But God's the answer for all your problems. All your problems. No evil shall fall you. Look at that. No evil. Nor come nigh into thy dwelling. That means nothing can come evil into your house. That's why I'm safe in my house. But I don't like it. It's not because God's not. I just don't like being in the house. I like to be out in his world. He made the world. And I love to be in his world. His world's fantastic. God of the glory of God is real. God's wonderful. Get an appetite for him. Not for swans are part of that makes a good cake or all that. God's even better than that. Oh, we taste the good things of God. I'll guarantee your cakes taste better. Your food tastes better when you got your heart on God. It gives you such an appetite. God just thrills you, steals you, makes over you as his child. He loves you. He adores you as his child. He wants us to adore him. Beyond all of our gratitude goes toward God. He made all, is all. The churches should be gratifying. Oh, I love the Lord because he made me. He saved me, thrilled me. All these songs go up and they don't go quite far enough. They go into eternity with God. We're his child. We'll stay his child. And I got news for you. You'll never get smart enough to teach about God because God's God. You read his word, but you don't really know about it. God will teach you exactly what he wants you to have. I guarantee it. And I can't guarantee anything. But I know that God, I can say I'm pretty sure about that. I shouldn't have said that because I cannot guarantee nothing. That's man's way. That's a bad word I use there. See, I was presuming I could guarantee it, but I'm sorry about that. I really can't. But as much as I know within me, yeah, I think it's true. But man, we're all short in ourselves. When we aspire here, our body just goes to neutral position. It don't do nothing no more. We got a few days here upon earth when we get energy from God. And how we travel through this world should be governed by our Father. Because he wants to program us. He wants to set us on his course. His eye is over the righteous. His ears open to cry. He says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you do not. So that lets me know that God's listening to us to say, kids, come this way. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to keep you in a safe way. No ill shall harm me. The Satan cannot touch you. You come my way. But if you get out there away from me, yes, he can get to you. And I can't help you because I'm not going to help you because he's got free course out there. He can just sort of clip, do what he wants with you. But God's so mindful, even though when that happens, God says, my child, I still love you. Please come back. He says, Satan, get off of that one right now. And Satan does. That's who Satan obeys God, because God is God.
He won't listen to any of us, but he respects God. And that word respect is what we should have. We respect God in every area. He's fantastic. Why anyone would want to swear and curse and all the bitter things. You know, this week Satan's going to have a field day because Satan has been putting stuff that I said I had to rebuke him right then and in my mind, but words I never even thought of. He's evil. He wants to destroy all of you. Mark my words, with God's approval, he wants to destroy you. That's the word of God. Even God is your parent. He's your father. Satan wants to take you out, pluck you out, and steal you. He comes what? Kill, destroy, and steal. The first is he steals you. He steals you away from the Lord. Then he lies to you. Boy, you know, you're so perfect. You're the best Christian I ever seen. That's what life is. Satan messes up everything. I love you because my father loves me. He wants me to be an example here while I'm here. He wants me to look like him because I'm his kid. My father doesn't make mistakes. And hey, I know that you need to be his kid too because he's very special. He's helped me many times. Saved my life. I drowned and he's going to pull me out, got me out. In Korea, no way I'd come back. I'm here. Highway problems. All these things. We all find ourselves in many, many things. God's came in and protected us. He wants us to be also watch a brother to the fact, not tell him what to do, but to pray for them. To encourage them if you can encourage them. But all, even them, they have to come. The Father is the answer for all areas. He come to him for the final words, him, all the time. Now, we're brothers and sisters. Yeah, we help. We pray for one another. We encourage them. And when the wonderful word of God is special. But it's really, there's times when we need to have conviction. And a father knows that if a child don't have no discipline, they get rotten. But if you have discipline, it means keep your word. That's the first thing that you got to remember. You keep your word. Then you start walking. But you don't look to the right. You don't look to the left. You're looking ahead. See, when you look to the right, you see a lot of what I'd like to do. Pretty soon, Satan's really working on you because you're wanting to get off the path. Now, you're supposed to look ahead. You won't get in trouble, but you turn to the right. There's some, you know, we get curious. What are you looking at? And on the left side, then there's these pretty girls and men and all this stuff and all this fun that Satan said, oh, you can have fun. You know, you're just still a young chicken. You know, why don't you get out here and kick up your heels and go to the dances, go all this stuff. You know, God doesn't really care. It's okay that everybody else is doing it now. I mean, don't worry about it. You know, you don't have to be severed, you know. And you know, God loves all these others. And look how he's doing for them. He's saving them, and they're living out wickedly. And they're doing all this stuff, and he says God's saving them. Oh, yeah, they don't have to worry. And they believe it. But see, that's a lie, too. Satan produces lies. These people in church that say they can do all things and still live wickedly, that's false. That's a lie. But the Bible says you're going to believe a lie and going to be damned. It's straight and narrow way, brother and sister. There's no other way. It's straight and narrow. The left, go take your honky-tonks, all those things. The right, you're going to get over here in a place of troubles. The Bible says straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. But few, get that through your head. Few there will be that find it. Narrow is the way. Straight escape. And few, think about that. Think. All these boat trips, all the fun places, are all geared for making you happy. But sometimes that happiness takes you away from God. You can take this however you want to do it. You got to be very careful when you get out. Because if you start wavering away from God, there's a signal should go off right down in your goer here. This little goer that you have that keeps you going, there should be a signal that comes in your heart and says, hey, I'm drifting. Oh, it feels good. The church is doing. Yeah, they've even adopted it. But it doesn't mean you do it. He says, come out from that word today. Come out from among them, and what be ye separate? Separate does not mean everybody. See, God said there may be very few that make it. So if you're really earnest, God's saying, my children, where are you? He keeps telling me this.
My children are not coming my way. That's why Brother Freedom speaks the way he does. I hope this day this message gets your heart. But God's here to save you, and Satan's here to kill you. It wouldn't be so bad if he just killed you, but he's going to take you down there in hell, and you're going to live for eternity ever and 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 ever. You'd wish you'd never been born. It's that bad. It's going to be the hottest place you've ever... Can you imagine yourself in liquid steel on fire? How you burn, you hurt, can't get a drink, you can't get nothing. It's not worth having a good time when you take a chance with the time. I mean, I want to have God every day because he is my father. I want to prove to him that I love him. You say, well, you don't have to do that. Well, I know you don't have to, but it's good insurance. What if I miss? And that first step, it gets a little slippery there, and it can be a fall pretty soon. Then everybody knows it. See, it's that first thought's what gets you in trouble. Straighten up that first thought. Come back on the straight and narrow. It's like a governor works. A governor, when that engine starts coming down, the weights start slowing down. It pulls that rack forward. It keeps that governor to roll. But if you keep pulling down, it's going to, pretty soon, not going to have enough power. It's going to kill it. That's what we do. We get it right on the pinnacle. And God says, stay on that sharp edge all the way through. And you say, oh, I'm going, you got to stay on. And that's what life is. We're sitting on a knife edge. We got to stay on that. Brother and sister, we got to, but it's worth it. It'll be worth it when you see Jesus. It'll be worth it. And even this earth, it's worth it because he keeps you healthy. He keeps you alert. He may put something on you like myself, but it's his will. His will is not for now, it's for eternity. My life is for testimony. So I'm going through some things because he wills it. Because you out there, he wants you to be saved. He wants you to come into that place that you have gratitude for him. That you love him with all your heart. You'd be like David. You'd have the heart of God. That's what he wishes you to have. You don't have to argue about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Nothing else. Do you have the love of God? It's all about, do you have the love of God? God's made all this stuff to bring you in the place. Do you have the love of God? See, this is the supreme. It's when you give him the love of your heart. Your heart, there's nothing else. It's all him. Your heart is right. It's all him. He'll let you do things, but he lets you. He doesn't mind you having a good time, but he don't want you to come where you might fall. That's what bothers him worth. That good time, but it's not that time. It's like taking that first glass of liquor. That first glass, oh, that tastes real good. I go, okay, I'm going to stop now. Oh, no, it keeps on. You're gone. That's why the Bible says no drunkards are going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. You out there that want your little Coors and then whatever they make out of that slop, you're going to miss it. Because the Bible says that no drunkards, no sippers, I've seen it, is going to make it into heaven. And they're fearful. You out there doing things that makes you fearful, you're not going to make it. Well, they say there's nothing wrong with it, but you're fearful about it. You're up here, you're worried about it. Well, I don't sleep good when I do that. That's a signal telling you to stay away from it and give that time to God. Oh, all the way to Jesus. My Jesus. Jesus suffered on a cross and paid for all. We have no other way but to give ourselves. He says that we have to be a living sacrifice. But the Bible says that we become a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is only our reasonable service. See, God's done something beyond imagination. He's let us be born this time, a period that we are right now, in the year 2000, some of us back in the 1900s, for a period to see where we're going to be. It's all to see where we're going to be in eternity with him and eternity with the devil. And you say, well, that's tough. That's real. Makes people angry at that. And that's right, because God wants us to... He wants just the very best. And I wonder sometime if I'm good enough. I really do. Satan has such power. But when he touches you, you just get back and say, that's where I renounce him all the time. Get back, you stupid old man. Filthy, liar, cheater. I rebuke you in the name of my Father, in the name of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ. Get out! Generally, he gets out of the way then. When I spill my breath, and I know it's him that does it, I can't hardly get around, and I never lose my temper. I never say nothing, but it's still in my mind. I sometimes think, well, He is really a terrible old beast. He wants to come and give you trouble. He wants to destroy your testimony. He wants to destroy everything that you have on this earth. He wants to destroy what you have for the Lord. Kills, destroys, and steals. He wants to destroy all that you've given for God. You've worked many days for the Lord, and yet in the last hour he wants to destroy what you have. That you'll be a castaway. That you'll be a loser. But God says, no, 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 my child, please not. I want you, my child. Don't let him destroy what I've put in within you. Many of God's people have come in, they're being destroyed. They one time they had a childlike faith that they never grew. No one told them. And now they're facing eternity. But this day you have another witness that's there telling you, get right with God. The last one is, he wants to kill you. He wants to kill all feelings you have toward God. That's his life, is to kill your emotions. Kill that prayer language you have, the praying that you do. Just kill the love of God that you have in your heart. He's just evil. He wants to take everything you have. He hates me and he hates you. God is our only defense we have. In this whole service, it's God is our only defense. And be careful where you go. Be careful. A building sometimes is, but you can't go. He said, why? Sometimes there's wickedness that's been done in that building, and God doesn't want you in there. There's wicked connections still. I'll just let it there. But you need to stay away from those kind of places. And I'll tell you, moving picture shows in those places are a terrible place to go. Some of these TV programs you watch is a bunch of, it colors up your mind. It destroys. Satan uses it. It destroys what God gives you. You can go to your church, what church you have, and TV is rotten. It'll destroy what little you got. A lot of things on it are not worth a bunch of hell to mean. But God's the answer. There's so many parts of us that can be affected that we get infection in us. This infection, we get full of evil in the infection. So easy to do this, you get infected with evilness. And the only antidote to that is Jesus. He is the one that can heal you. Jesus still saves, still heals, still forgives. He's the answer. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Yes, Brother Freedom is a witness. There's not very many true witnesses, but I can tell you Brother Freedom is a true witness. And I pray that you'll listen again to all these truths in this message. In Jesus' name. God bless you.